You're listening to episode 557, people. I tried something different. Do you like it?
Yeah, that's how we should do it.
Dear Chicago. I'm
starting to feel really funny.
Wow.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there in a day.
Well, hello there, everybody.
Hi, my name is, who am I today? Casey Kasem.
Oh, are you his angel?
Welcome to America's Top 40.
Welcome to America's Top 55.
Right.
I'm Sia.
Got oh.
And the chandelier. On the chandelier.
So, Casey Kasem died today.
He did. It's a very, happy day.
Well, lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Actually, it's really weird to know that he passed away because he's like...
Literally, just passed away.
Like 40 minutes ago.
Like, and you're here already.
Right.
That's amazing.
Technology. So, but they won't hear this till next Thursday.
Right.
So, so he's like kind of one of the people that are, well, for my age group, as we were like teenagers. Like,
yeah, because you were born like in 1950?
Right. And he was on the radio in the 90s, so that would make me a 40-year-old teenager. Thanks.
Yeah.
I remember recording the top 40, and then I would go on my cassette single, on my cassette tape, on my Sony sports recorder thing.
Okay, so for those people who don't know what a cassette tape is, right, or a player,
right,
it's literally like a VCR, and if you don't know what that is, fuck you.
Right. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
So, and then I would go mow our lawn and listen to the top 40.
Oh, that's so much fun. I do remember going to, like, because he came out on Sundays or Saturdays?
Sundays.
Sundays, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do remember, like, my mom would play a little bit in the morning, like, as we were driving to, like, church and stuff in the morning.
Like, it was really
weird. It was so much fun.
Because, like, when Dream Lover came out by Mariah Carey, I actually, like, did those scenes in the yard.
Oh. with your grass shorts? That was like two inches long.
I live in the country.
Okay, but you act like you had tall grass.
We had tall grass. I had shorts like that. I had my shirt tied up like that. My parents didn't know I was gay.
At all.
And I got like a bunch of ticks and chiggers all over me.
Ew.
Yeah.
Did you really? No.
Well, no, because I really didn't do that.
Right.
I was like,
right. There's your mother has a picture of you doing that somewhere, doesn't she?
No. I might have had a pair of Daisy Dukes.
Oh. Well, she's wearing them right now. that was done by the house of IBR.
You guys. So I bought a new pair of work pants last week. I wore them once. And then I come home Thursday. Someone, Ivy Burton Romero, had chewed the complete bottoms off of
the
pants.
Okay, so here's the question.
Like the hemline.
So here's the question. How did she have access to that?
So what happened was, you know where their crate is, right?
Right.
So our laundry hamper is right next to that, and and just one of the pair of the pants, mm-hmm, like the one leg, was just out far enough so she could reach it.
So whose fault is that?
She pulled the whole fucking pair in.
Right, and you're lucky she didn't pull down the entire fucking hamper, because then you'd have shredded clothes everywhere.
We call her Shredder.
She's like
the Ninja Turtle Shredder.
Right, she's like the Batman character Bane. Instead, she's Shredder.
I will shred the shit out of your
fucking pants off.
Right.
And she's sitting there going,
give me your fucking pants.
This is not a porn. Not a porn.
Is that wood?
Is that plywood?
What was I going to say? Well,
before you continue, I just want to mention that my predator, he had I remember one time he was outside and he was like mowing the lawn and he had those shorts on, like literally, like, I mean, I think if he bent the wrong way, a ball would pop out. Uh-huh. And he had
Big Fatty.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
I think, I would imagine Big Fatty have worn shorts like that before.
Well, he is older, so as you get older, they grow.
Or they don't grow, they sag.
Well, they grow. They grow.
No, they stretch.
They grow. They get fatter. Like your nose and your earlobes, they get bigger.
I don't think that's the truth.
Yeah, it is. Dr. Drew said that. On, you know, Loveline.
Entertainment TV, Dr. Drew.
No. He is a certified board, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, continue your story.
No, what were you going to say? Why did you say Predator?
Oh, I'll have to tell you that later. I don't want to talk about that in the air.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, now. Anyway. So he would wear that, and I remember, like, there's a picture. I don't think I have the picture anymore, but I remember taking a picture of him, and as I got older, I was, like, looking at it. I was like, oh my God, now I understand why people would make fun of him. Because, like, he was obviously gay, but, you know, he didn't, I don't think he accepted it because, you know, like.
He thought it was fashion.
You know, they don't, yeah. But it was, I mean, I felt kind of bad for him. But anyways, we'll discuss that on another topic.
So, we were going to talk about something. Oh, we were going to talk about the quote from the book that we're reading.
Yes. Or that we're going to read.
Because, you know, we're podcasting in the future.
Yes.
Let me find the tweet that.
Also, you have to pose that question that you wanted to. I don't know if you remember what question.
Oh, I don't think it was from the Foul Monkeys. It was from my account.
Your personal one?
Yeah, and I don't.
So just so you guys know, J-Lo's coming out with her new or would have already come out with her new album since we are posting this on Thursday. It's called J-Lo, a.k.a. And we have a few songs from it.
Also known as. That's kind of stupid.
Well, you know, because it's kind of like it's marking a return to music. And I think it was like 15 years ago she released her first album, which I think was amazing.
If you want my love. That song? Was that her first album?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If You Had My Love. Thank you.
Whatever.
Please. But she also did Waiting for Tonight, which was a mega hit.
I'm waiting for tonight. Oh. That one?
Yeah. Anyways, so.
Oh, here's the quote.
Okay, here we go.
From Jeremy Scott Blaustein,
I mean, just offensive.
Money can make shame feel like luxury.
Oh, I did see. I did. I read that when you said it.
Yeah, that's what that's from. So, all right. So we have. What are you going to play the music on?
I wasn't. But I mean, if you want me to. No, yeah, that's a good because you don't like her. That's fine.
It's all right. I'll borrow it from the internet.
Hating on that brown people.
I'll borrow it from the internet.
Okay.
So one of the questions I was going to ask. Or that I did ask on Twitter, but, you know, some people don't do Twitter. Some people don't do Facebook.
Hateful motherfuckers. Kind of crazy.
I don't know who you are. But I asked, do you enjoy the on-the-road shows or the studio recording shows?
Yes, and I do remember you asking that question.
So I kind of equate that to...
Oh, shit.
She'll be okay. She's pretty calm. I kind of equate that to, like... Let's see. Who can I say, like, Britney Spears in she doesn't sing in concert. Who sings really bad in concert, but really good on studio recordings?
Katy Perry.
I kind of relate our shows to that kind of thing. On the road doesn't sound so good, but we have better topics.
Wait. The only reason why it doesn't sound that good is because I have the air conditioner blowing. And so it's, like, really loud. And, And that's
sorry.
That's
the we're trying reason. To get the dogs over.
Come on, Ivy, go over there.
Good girl, lay down.
And that's fine. I think we sound fine. I don't understand why you think.
But the studio is so much better. It sounds so much better.
Right.
But then, like,
maybe, you know what though? Maybe we should get like a splitter for the phone, and then have like headsets or like not a headset, but you know.
That's illegal.
No, to have a headset in your ear, like just one. It's not illegal.
Thought it was illegal to wear headsets.
No, not headsets. Not like a full-on Madonna, Janet Jackson headset. Fucking, what do you think we're doing? Voguing?
Right, in the car.
The car.
Well, Sater 69 definitely said he loves the On the Road show.
But I already told you why he loves them on the road.
Because they're short.
Well, yes, because he only devotes an hour to every podcast. Yeah. So if you go over the hour, he cuts you off after the hour. He's made that very well known.
See ya.
To It's All About Me podcast.
Right.
Voicemail.
They might want to calm down. I mean, an hour and 40 minutes. I'm like,
I don't want to listen to you that long.
Ivy, come on.
Come on, lay down. I am not interested in listening to you after the hour.
Yeah, so I was just wondering what other people thought. Like, because I think the On the Road is kind of like random subjects that we talk about because we see people or we see something we want to talk about.
Yeah.
But the studio is still random, but I don't know. It's different.
Well, I think it's because we're... I feel like it's more relaxing in here when we're on... than when we're on... Not that when we're on the road, we're like super stressed.
We just have to be worried about being in accidents or shot.
Right. So we're a little bit more concentrated, but yet we're like... being cognizant of what we're talking about because it's a little bit more concentrated. We have to be more concentrated. I don't know. What do you prefer?
I kind of prefer having a car with a studio inside and then someone driving us.
Oh, that's fun. That would be kind of fun. Who could we?
That would be pretty awesome,
who
right?
Who could intern for us? For free. We'll give you. We'll,
no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
That's why you need to wear the headphones.
Roll your fucking eyes out of your head. Roll them out of your head. I'm looking for those glasses.
Yeah, you are. So we're gonna go see Throwing Shade podcast next weekend.
Yes, we are on Friday.
I'm so excited.
I know, and I now I know what the theater is. I totally know the theater.
I told you it was like right down the road. Like we can walk there.
Yeah, no, we're going to drive. I'll pick you up and we'll drive from Park.
Oh,
right
my
there.
God. It's a block and a half away.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. You're going to be okay.
You are pathetic.
A-okay. You're benefiting from it. You don't have to walk.
Well.
Right. That's what I thought.
We could all use a little extra walking.
Oh, well, of course. But, you know, that's for another day. Anyways, I like the On the Road shows.
No.
I mean, I don't mind. I like these two, but I like the On the Road shows because they're just fun. We're doing stuff. I feel like taking an hour to 2 hours out of the day, and you have things to do when you can't do them during the week. That can be a little tough. So On the Road for us, I feel like it's fun because we are doing a bunch of stuff that we can't do normally during the week. So that's why I don't mind On the Road shows. Did you just take a picture of me? Do not post that anywhere.
I just tweeted it.
Oh my God, don't do that.
I didn't.
You know how much I fucking hate pictures. Oh my God.
Wait, how much do you hate pictures?
Oh my God. I hate pictures.
I sent it to Tony. He asked me what I was doing.
Oh, great. I'm sure I took up half the screen. Anyway. So, yeah. I fucking hate pictures. I hate you. I hate him.
I like pictures when I'm standing up and you only get my shoulders.
I like pictures
and above.
When all you can see is my face.
Which takes up the whole screen.
Asshole.
What I fear with the road shows is that a new listener is going to listen and they think our sound quality is like that all the time. Because I prefer sound quality over...
Well,
quality.
I mean, if you edited, that would be taken care of.
No, you can't fix that. I mean, it's like open air recording. You can't fix that.
Well,
you guys.
Snap.
Whatevs.
Anyway.
We have a phone call.
Oh, yeah. What's the phone call?
Hold on. Let me get it up.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Let me get it up.
Always a problem.
Always a problem. Never the solution.
No.
Oh, today's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers
today,
out there.
Today is not Father's Day because it's Thursday. We should have mentioned that last week.
Oh, yeah.
So, happy belated Father's Day to all the daddies out there. The dad-dads. And let's not forget the mothers who act like fathers as well, who play the double role. Because you have
lesbians.
Some bastard-ass fathers who decided they're just going to pick up and leave.
Oh. Well.
Y'all know who we talking about.
All right, here we go.
Guys, I hope you went over to... Oh, wait. Can I actually ask you to vote? Or I can ask your listeners to vote for TJ. I mean, what if they don't even like? Oh, man. Okay. Do you know that I am running with TJ? I'm not quite sure. Let me just say that I have not got my position description.
Is she drunk?
Verbally or in writing. So I'm not quite sure what I'm doing, but Cal, you have to go to It's All About Me, and you either have to call or send an email and vote.
Vote
and,
for Ricky.
You might need to say square me Ricky, first. Ricky. Square me B word and first. Well, not square me B word first, but square me B word. Don't act like you don't know what the B word is. And so
square me, bitch.
You just say I vote for TJ.
Ricky.
And
Ricky.
Would you, Ricky, vote for TJ?
Ricky.
When I come to Chicago, the chicken dinner is on me.
Oh.
How
is she going to use Popeyes to like sell my vote out? Because I will totally vote for somebody else for some Popeyes.
How is she gonna call our podcast and then do an entire endorsement on TJ? Who does that?
Fucking Kathy Bacon.
Crazy Kathy Bacon. Is she high or is she drunk or is she both?
Well, she is Indian, like American Indian, so she's probably drunk.
You bastard.
You little big eye.
That is horrible.
No,
Ivy?
She knows I'm teasing her.
Go lay down. Go
Ivy,
lay down.
Come on.
Because you'll come over here and try to lick off my cream.
Oh. Lick off your cream.
She's highly entertaining. I don't understand half the shit
we
she
love
says.
Her. I wish she was going to Pride 48 so you can meet her.
And she's a little fucking crazy.
Well, she's
American Indian and drunk.
Right.
According to you. And don't come on the fucking
she's
show
rich,
endorsing.
She's a rich drunk.
Yeah, apparently she says she wasn't. Bitch, you have 3 chirins in fucking college.
2 chirins.
She said 3.
She has 2.
Oh, she said 3.
She has 3 children, but 2 are in college. 1 is still in high school.
Well, no, but that's what she said in the voicemail. She's like, I'm going to have 3 children.
Oh, yeah, going to.
You're a rich bitch. Just to quote what you said the previous message, I can either drive for 300 or fly for, what was it, 500 or 700?
800 or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're rich. Just get used to it, one percenter.
Don't vote for Kathy Bacon. She's a one percenter.
Mm-hmm.
Her and
well,
TJ
don't,
are.
Don't go there.
Her and TJ are 1%ers. Because
you're kind of already there. So let's.
What?
Let's back up.
Oh, I'm the winner already? I'm the mayor?
Let's back up a little bit, because you're talking about 1%er. Remember that little snippet that they got of you?
Oh, yeah.
So let's back up from that for a minute. However, I will have to say that if Ricky Burton doesn't win, I will help him burn that motherfucker down.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks. Congratulations.
Yep. It's going down.
If I can't have it, no one can.
No one's going to have it. And remember, we're all
And I'll make
30.
Sure you're all inside of it when I do it.
Oh,
the
not
walls,
helping
the walls
not that, helping
the walls
not helping.
When we rebuild, it'll be all from your bones and ashes, so you'll be a part of the city.
Auschwitz, awful. Oh. Get it. I mean, you're a little racist today. What's going on with that?
Why?
I don't know. Anyway,
why did you say it smelled like a 1990s twink party when you walked into my apartment today?
Because it literally smelled like I walked into a fucking Abercrombie Fitch dance party up in here from 1998. It was like, oh, I was like, what, where, please, where the fuck is that twink?
I'm right here.
he's hanging out of her asshole.
Please help, no, please it's help. Issey Miyake.
Yeah.
Well, it's Issey Miyake 2009 summer scent.
Oh, well, yeah. It smells like a fucking twink party. Yeah,
and I love it.
Yeah.
Just as long as they're all Latino tweens, I'm okay.
I think I threw up in my mouth.
That's how they
bit.
Say twinks as twinks.
That's how they say it. Hi, my name is Jose Armando. I'm a
twink.
I'm a twink.
How do you say twink in Spanish? Is there no word?
I don't think there's a word.
There's not a direct.
Well, like, I remember twinkle twinkle little star.
How do you say twinkle in Spanish?
Like
sparkly.
I don't know.
Tony, when it was drizzling outside, he used to say it was sparkling. It's sparkling outside. I'm like,
what is
no,
this fucking
drizzling.
Champagne?
Right. It's drizzling.
Jesus is pouring that champagne. He making it rain.
We love when Jesus makes it rain.
With money.
What? Yeah.
Right.
And coins.
And no coins. Coins
dollar
are stupid.
Coins are good.
No. They have to be bills.
What about gold coins?
No, because like, gold is losing its appreciation.
Oh, so you wouldn't take some gold if somebody gave it to you?
No, I didn't say that now.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I just said that it's depreciating.
Girl, what is happening here? Like,
I'm
why
trying
are
to
you...
stretch the shirt.
Why? You don't need to stretch it.
It's a little on the tight side.
It's no, not it's... tight.
No. Oh, my God. I'm having body issues today. Could you just leave me alone?
And you take I'm saying and nice them. Things about you. Let me send that picture.
No. God, I fucking hate him. Please vote me. For TJ.
So what else do we have to talk about? Entertainment news? Do we have any entertainment news? Like,
so apparently Rob Kardashian is still fat.
He's still cute.
He's still really cute. And you know what? Actually, I feel really bad for him because I can't imagine living in a household where all of, well, except for Khloe Kardashian, because she's a monstrosity. And I love her. Love her. But I just can't, like, I can't imagine that it's really a lot of fun to live in that family when you have, like, their entire.
Oh, he was so hot when he was skinny.
Like, their entire fortune is based off of their looks. I don't know. I think it's really sad. And I think he's got a couple.
I think he has issues, maybe. Or maybe, you know, maybe he had an issue why he was skinny. Like, maybe he exercised too much, or maybe he had an eating disorder.
I think he has a thyroid issue. I think he may potentially have the same thing I do. And it's evident because, like, he's gained a lot of weight in a very short time of, a very short span of time. So I think that he could potentially have a thyroid issue like mine. But yeah, it's just really sad. Like, today they were repeating the episode where he was in the doctor's office and he started crying because he didn't want to sit down because he was, you know, he's heavier and he was really ashamed. And I was like, that's so sad, you know, and it's such a sad thing to see someone go through that and still not be able to, you know, get
and
the
he's
help.
Probably not even like super fat. He's probably like a size 36 or something.
No, I think he's heavier than that. Oh. Yeah. No, I think he's in the 40s.
Welcome to the club.
Right. Hi. Welcome to the big boys club. Not a club I want to be in.
Working on it.
I want to go down to a size 32.
I want to go down to a size 0.
Girl,
I got a lot to go. All I have to do is cut some stuff out. About eight ribs. Both pelvic bones. Kneecaps.
What are you going to be, the blob?
Half of my spine.
Okay.
I only have one shoulder.
I just literally envisioned you with one shoulder.
It looks like that.
Oh my God. That's super funny. That's super hilarious. Are you fucking stupid? Oh my God.
Oh, and definitely going to just chop off my thumbs and my big toes. Because
clearly you don't want to balance.
Right. And I mean, what's the point of balancing?
So, okay, so the deal with Apple and Dre Beats, or
Dr. Dre.
Beats is final, as everyone probably knows. Apparently, LeBron James got $30 million out of that deal. Why?
But now he's been, well, I think he was part of it, but he was part of the advertising campaign. So, like, right now he's advertising the new Beats 2 Buds, which are Bluetooth. But I'm like, why would you buy
I'm sorry, say that again?
There's new earbuds that are Bluetooth. For Beats.
Okay.
That are Bluetooth that LeBron James is advertising. Got it.
Okay.
For.
So I thought when you said, I thought you were mentioning a different company. That's why I was like, what? What?
But why? Sorry.
No, I was just saying he just went from one company to another. I was confused. Okay, go ahead.
But my thing is, why would you even buy anything from the Beats company right now, knowing that Apple is about to turn that shit around?
Yeah, but you know what, though? Here's the thing about that. Because a lot of people are thinking that it's going to get added into the iPhone. But I don't know, because you know they like to drag that shit out. Like, how many times? Just think about the first iPhone. And think about the iPhone that we have now. Think about when they break, like when they do, what is it called? When they break the phone, jailbreak.
Oh, jailbreak.
So think about all the shit that they were added that you could do when you would jailbreak your phone that they just barely started doing. I mean, it's like, dude, you could have just saved us 4 fucking years of all this craziness and just given to us all that and totally blown everybody else away. Because then at that point, it'd be like, well, what the fuck do I need? You know what I mean?
Well, I can't wait for my new bigger iPhone.
Yes, have you seen it?
I've seen the mock-ups.
Like, supposedly there's pictures of it, and it's like 5.5. And sorry, I got
there's one. There's two. There's a 4.7 one.
Which is this one?
No.
Yeah.
This is 4.3 or 4.2. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a little bit bigger, but
no, this is 4 inches.
Is it?
So, yeah.
Do you have the 5C or S or the 5?
The iPhone 5.
Okay. Because I thought the 5 was the 5S was a 4.3.
The 5 and the 5S are the same size.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah. So a 4.7. The rumor is that they're going to do the 4.7 like they normally do in September. Mm-hmm. And then like a month later, a month and a half later, release the 5-inch one or the 5.5-inch. No, I'm kind of like, why would they release one and the other like so close to each other?
They're not going to do that. They're going to release all of it the same way they did the last 5S and the 5C.
I don't want a 5.5 iPhone. A 4.7. Perfect. Okay.
Okay, so I will say that the only reason why I would want the 5.5 is if it offers different, not necessarily different features, but if it's a little bit like, they say, oh, the 4.7 is going to have this, this, and this, and then the 5.5 is going to have the rest of the stuff, then I'm just going to get the 5.5. Because, there's no...
But I already have an iPad mini. I don't want all that. Like, if I want the phone that big, I would just use the iPhone. I mean, the iPad.
Oh, no.
The girls are about to wake up. They've been doing pretty good, though. They've been asleep the whole time. Ivy, come on.
Lay down, good girl. Stay.
They've been really good. I just think it's. There she goes.
Oh, they're probably hungry. I forgot to feed them this morning.
You fucking bad
father. Oh my god.
So anyway, so I think that I think it's going to be an exciting time come September. I think they're supposed to be releasing some other stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be. I think Apple needs to. Blow fire out of their ass at this point because they haven't done anything that's been really exciting in a long time.
They need to get it done real quick.
Well, there is a rumor about them doing the watch.
Oh, yeah. That's supposed to come out in October.
Yeah.
Which would be cool.
I would totally buy it.
I'm going to buy everything Apple. I mean,
let's be clear.
I mean, I would never, ever use a PC computer in my personal life. Ever.
Never. I would never either. It's just they're gross. They're not friendly and
they're skanky.
They're Republican.
Right. Very Republican.
Very. Yeah. Apple is the 1%er, but they're the Democratic 1%er.
So yeah, I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah. I'm really interested to see I am very interested in seeing how far they're gonna be able to take the new phone. Because if you kind of think about it, like there's not a lot of other features that Like, I barely use a lot of the newer features. Mm-hmm. The one thing I would like for them to allow us to change, like, some of the, like, the font if we wanted to, like, things like that.
Well, they're allowing us to have different keyboards.
Yeah.
Which I love swipe.
Yeah, that is kind of fun. But I've never used that, so I don't...
It's the best.
Is it?
Yes.
Because I feel like I had a friend who used it, and she was like, there was a lot of errors that would happen.
Well, it builds over time, so it realizes, like, what mistakes you're making.
Yeah.
And then...
I don't like the fact that it does... The one thing I didn't like is I didn't like that it would tell you...
Oh, the predictive texting?
Yeah, like it tells you... That used to do that on the BlackBerry, and I hated it. I was like, I don't like that feature.
So I think we got to get out of here because these girls are about to drive us crazy.
They look like they're ready to.
So make sure you join us over at Pride 48 on June 21st at 10 p.m. Eastern time, which is 9 Central.
Yes.
And I think it's 6 Pacific?
Yes.
or 7 Pacific.
7 Pacific because they're 3 hours.
Yeah. Make sure you come listen to us. There's going to be a bunch of great podcasts that weekend. And
suck my dick.
Is it the 21st?
Yeah.
Yeah. And come suck Roger's dick.
Terry.
Okay. So I guess we're out of here, right?
Yeah.
So
these kitties are a little anxious.
This is Casey Kasem.
And this was, who was I? Oh, see ya. Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. Chandelier.
What did Casey Kasem say all the time? Reach for the stars or something like that.
This is your top 40 with Casey Kasem.
Kasem, and keep reaching for the stars.
Reach for them stars.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.